Pretty good weather to get out and try new bars and restaurants around town. And joining us live now, Nikki Nellis of the list, areyouonit.com. If, for example, Nikki, we wanted to get out and have a cocktail, right, where might you suggest?
Right, just for example, it is the perfect weather for cocktails. And there's some new cocktail bars that have opened up, actually, in the D.C. area. So Chaplin Cocktail Bar just opened up. You know these guys, Ari and Micah Wilder. They've been mixologists around the city for quite some time now. And they have just opened up their own bar on 9th Street. And it's actually named after Charlie Chaplin, no surprise, Chaplin Cocktail Bar. But they are really known for doing really interesting handcrafted cocktails, lots of smoke and interesting balls of ice and things of that nature. There's an 80-seat outdoor patio and a piano bar, so I think it'd be a lovely place to hang out, especially on the right kind of evening. Now, the Shepherd has just opened as well. Now, it's supposed to be a big secret. You're not supposed to know where it is or how to find it.
But you're going to tell us.
But I'm going to tell you anyway.
We won't tell anyone. It's okay.
Right, exactly. So this is Spike Mendelsohn. You all know him as a Top Chef alumni. And so they are doing cocktails at the speakeasy, the Shepherd. It's at 1337 Connecticut Avenue. There is no sign, but there is a light, and you can go on in. It's only a 35-seat space. I hear the cocktails are terrific. Now, for those of you who want something other than alcoholic, I have an option for you. Mockingbird Hill, which we all know is a fabulous sherry bar over on 7th Street by Derek Brown and Chantal Tseng, has offered now this coffee service in the morning and afternoon. So this is, coffee is becoming very popular in these coffee programs. This is not your Starbucks or, you know, Chock Full of Nuts coffees. These are sourced coffees. They're very interesting. They do all sorts of different ways of pouring them over. And they're not served in any sort of styrofoam cup either. They're served in interesting carafes and glassware and things of that nature.
I hear it comes with a side of whiskey.
You can get one with a side of whiskey. Mm. It is Derek Brown. He will do that. So Mockingbird Hill Cafe Coffee is now open from 8 to 3. Of course, once it's open in the evening, you've got your sherry and jamon to have as well. There are a couple of restaurants that have just opened. Do we have a couple of minutes?
Yes, please.
All right, well, let's hit it. So Rural Society just opened last week. This is Jose Garces. He is a big chef out of Philadelphia. He is like the chef in Philadelphia. He's opened a ton of restaurants up there that are all very good. And what I do love is that he has come here and opened up an original concept specifically for D.C. It is in the Lowe's Madison Hotel, and it is an Argentinian steakhouse. And you're probably like, ugh, another steakhouse. But this is really different. They really did their research. The chef took all of his chefs who are here down to Argentina and Uruguay to really do some research to come back with really interesting dishes. Mm. And everything I'm hearing so far is very, very good.
That's on 15th Street.
That's correct. That's correct.
15th and M.
In the Lowe's Madison Hotel. And the last one I'm going to tell you about is Tico. And I just love this space. It is on 14th Street. I know I say that an awful lot. But this is Chef Michael Schlau. He is a James Beard Award-winning chef. He's out of Boston. And he has brought his Tico Mexican concept to D.C. But he is here and he is rocking it. And it's a tremendous menu, but the staff is very knowledgeable. It is all, it's not Mexican dishes. I'm going to call it Mexican-ish. Mm-hmm. It's Latin American flavored dishes. They are his take on how he sees Latin American food from Mexico to South America, et cetera.
Nice.
The dishes are terrific, and the staff is very helpful in guiding you through that menu because it can be overwhelming.
And if you're an art lover, it's a beautiful space.
Beautiful space. Michael's wife did, the chef Michael Schlau's wife, did all the artwork. I mean, there are some gorgeous paintings there that I am personally obsessed with, but she did all the work. The space looks like it's been there forever, and it's a brand new building.
Wow.
She really did some amazing work. Definitely worth checking out.
All right. Nikki Nellis from the list, areyouonit.com. Check it out there and at WTOP.com. Great
stuff. Good stuff. It's 12:14.